Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jasmine. I am the floor supervisor.
Ma'am, I got a sample of the Meghan Markle, the face cream. It broke my face out, but I didn't have no invoice, no nothing, didn't tell me to call back within 14 days or anything. So what it was, I didn't really know that I had to call back because all I got was a brown manila folder with makeup stuck down in it. I didn't know I had to call back within 14 days. Now they've sent me another product, and they said they won't accept it back, and I don't have the money to pay for it.
Yes, ma'am. Can I have your first and last name, please?
It's Shirley Bowen.
Thank you, Ms. Bowen. And can you verify your shipping address?
It's 6330 Stevens Road, Wise, Virginia, 24293. I tried the product like 2-3 times, and my face was broke out horrible.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I did locate it with the Ella Bear's face cream and skin serum. Yes, ma'am, and I apologize. Those charges are already valid. It was a 14-day trial period, so you had to call in and cancel in those 14 days.
Well, ma'am, here's the thing about this. When you just get a manila folder and makeup stuck down in it and no instructions whatsoever, I did not know to call back in 14 days. Then they sent me this other thing, and it's just stuck down in a UPS tracking thing in a brown manila folder. I asked them, could I send the product back because I can't even use the product? And they said no. And what I'm telling you is I will not be able to afford it this month. I had no idea that these products was this much money. If I had known that, I would never even tried the trials. I mean, this has got a seal around it. I haven't tried it. I haven't opened it because I can't even use the ones I got.
Well, yes, ma'am. I apologize. I'm not trying to inconvenience you. I mean, the account is canceled out, so you won't be billed or shipped anything else.
Okay, so I won't be billed for the $91.89 for this bottle?
Yes, ma'am. You already billed $92.90 on May the 19th. The $91.89 didn't go through. The $91.89 didn't go through today. The only thing that was billed was on May the 19th for $92.90.
So the account is closed and I don't owe anything else, right?
Not besides the last charge that came out. No, ma'am, you can't be billed or shipped anything else.
And you said that the first one was $189?
No, ma'am. It was $670 and $745 when you started on March 26th. 14 days from that day, you were billed again, which was on the 12th, 11th and the 12th. We tried to bill again and none of those charges went through until May the 19th.
Okay, now, how much was those charges?
On May the 19th.
$92.90 and $91.89.
No, it was just one charge of $92.90 on May the 19th. But on May, on May the 13th, it was $91.89, yes.
So I was then charged these charges, right?
Yes, those two charges you were already charged. You can't be billed anything else.
91 what now?
What do you mean 91? 91.90.
It was 92.90 and then 91.90.
When? When are you speaking of, ma'am?
You said I've got this started in May the 19th.
No, it started March the 26th.
Okay, wait a minute. March the 26th, and that was 92.90, right?
No. Let's start all over, okay?
Okay, please.
On March the 26th is when you started it. That's the day that you paid the $670 and $745 to start the 14-day trial period. So 670 and 745 is what you started on March the 26th with. On April the 11th, 14 days from that day, you were billed again, 9189 and 9290. That was in April.
Okay.
In May, you were charged only 9290, and that was on May the 19th.
Did that go through?
Yes, on the 19th it did.
And that was for how much on May 19th?
Yes.
How much was that?
That was 9290, ma'am.
Again? Oh, okay, the 91. And then in May it was 9290, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.